Today's Amma for Chazara is Yevamis Memtasa Mabeis. We're holding a Memtasa Man Aleph by the bottom line, Amar Abaye. So says the Gemara Amar Abaye, HaKol Maidim Bevol Anidav Ala Soita, She'in Avlan Mamzer, everybody agrees, even if you hold a Mamzer from Chiv Krisis, from Chayvei Lavin, whatever it is, everybody agrees that by Anida and a Soita, Anida who has a Chiv Kares, and a Soita and Ishas Ishazinta, where there's a Lav for the husband to go ahead and marry her, She'in Avlan Mamzer, the child of such a relationship is not a Mamzer, Nida da Tafsiba Kedusha, Nida because there's Tvisas Kedusha, so therefore the child is not a Mamzer. How do we know that there's Tvisas Kedusha? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, "Uvsihi nidasa Allah," which we darshan that afilu b'shas nidasa, even while she's a nida, tafsi ba kedushin, still the kedushin is taifes, and saitanami da tafsi ba kedushin. And also by a saita, there's tvisas kedushin. Rashi explains, like we don't find that kedushin is paka by an eshes ishazinta. We don't find that she doesn't need to get anymore from her husband. Elamai, the kedushin is taifes. And suha din, if he divorced her and then remarried her, also there is tvisas kedushin. Tani nami, hachi, we learned in the braisa like this as well. Hakol maidem ebal anida bala saita, va'al shemeres yavam, she'in avla namzer. The braisa brings the two cases of Abaye, and then adds also shemeres yavam, a shemeres yavam, that's yavam l'shuk. If she marries someone Lashuk and has a child, the child will not be a mamzer because there is Tvisas Kedushin with a Shemeres Yavam. V'Abaye, why didn't he mention Shemeres Yavam? Says the Gemara, because Shemeres Yavam is Safkalei Karavi Kashmol. He was Mesupik if there's Tvisas Kedushin. Rav holds that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, being that Rav Shita is that there's no Tvisas Kedushin, so that's why he didn't mention Shemeres Yavam. Amr Rav Shimon ben Azai, we had in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Azai found the Megillas Yuchs in Yerushalayim. So Tani Shimon ben Azai Omer, we have a fuller account of this story. The Shimon ben Azai said that Metzasim Megillas Yuchs in Yerushalayim, I found this Megillas Yuchs in Yerushalayim, Uksivban, it said the following three things. Number one, that Ish Plaini Mamzer Me'eshes Ish, it spoke about a certain person and he is a Mamzer Me'eshes Ish, like Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that a Mamzer is from Chai V'Misas Bezdin. Ukasivba also said in the Megillas Yuchs in that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Vinaki, that when Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says something, so it's kav, he doesn't speak very much, but when he does, Vinaki is very exact, it's very clean, and Allah is like him. It also mentioned the fact that Menashe killed his grandfather Yeshaya. So Amar Rava says, Rava, he says over the story, that Menashe said to himself, that made a dinei of katle, let me go judge Yeshaya, my grandfather, and I'm going to hold him accountable, and I didn't tell you that he's a Navi Sheker, and that he's deserving a Misa. So Amar Le, Menashe said to Yeshaya, he said, I'll prove it to you that you're a Navi Sheker. That the person can't see Hashem. And you say you saw Hashem. You could call to Hashem whenever. Only at specific times. I'm going to fill your days, meaning a person doesn't get extra life. He just gets whatever was allotted to him. And you say to Chizkia, I'm going to add 15 years to your life. So Amar Yeshaya, Yeshaya said to himself, that Yadana Bey Deloy Mekabu Ma De Emelay. I know that Menashe is not going to accept whatever I say to answer up his kashas. And the Emelay, so if I tell him the answers, Ishavya Mazen, I'm just going to make him into a Mazen on the Ritzicha. Now at least he's being my Reheter, that I'm an Avi Shaker. So Amar Shem, instead he decided that he was going to hide. He said Hashem Hashem, and Ibla Ba'arza, he got swallowed up by a certain cedar tree. Lamai said, I found him, and Asiwa La'arza Vina Vinasrua. They brought Menashe the cedar tree, and he started to chop it up. And Kimatu Lahadi Puma, when he got to the mouth of Yeshaya, so Noch Nafshe, that's when Yeshaya died. And the reason why he dafka by his mouth is where he died is Mishum Do Amar Ubisaych Am Temes Vasayim Anoich Yoshev. It's because he spoke not nicely about Klal Yisrael, and he called them an Am Temes Vasayim, a nation with an impure mouth, impure lips. So that's Amida Kenegemida. He was punished by his Vasayim, and that's where he was killed.